are now listening to the Koenig Behind the Wheel podcast.
Are we live?
We are what? Live.
This is like a new feeling. What's going on? I'm Scott from Koenig. This is Dal from Koenig, and we are here with another episode of Wheel Wednesday podcast. This is a new one for us.
Look, I have a stand now, guys. I don't even know what to do with my hands anymore. But
that's true.
This is great. I love this. This is amazing.
Yeah, we stepped up the whole game, and we got a little some stuff. And this is our first time that we've been coming to you live. So I don't know. We're pretty pumped about it. It's a new format for us. Usually, we're a little bit more mapped out as far as kind of being two guys in a room. And so we're bringing this stuff to you live. We are streaming on Facebook and Instagram, which is interesting because usually we're doing our lives at 3 p.m. But this time we're doing the podcast at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So
different.
So yeah, so it's different. So we got through that. There's a lot of details in this podcast. This is one of those ones that if you are interested in knowing what's going on with Koenig, and obviously the teaser from the title, which is if you are interested in possibly winning a set of wheels, this is the place where you want to be.
This is the place you want to be right now.
Yeah.
Go hide in the bathroom at work. Do what you got to do to watch, you know?
No. Okay.
That's all right.
So, you know, we worked this whole live stream thing up. I think Dat walked in probably about, I don't know, maybe what, 20 minutes ago? Half an hour ago?
Roughly.
Yeah, we tried to step it up a little bit. We've been working with this equipment. If for those who were probably on the channel yesterday, we did a live test, which, you know, didn't go as well as we wanted to, but was way better that we did it yesterday than today. So we're moving on to it. Let's see. We're going to do Q&A later. So if you have any questions, whether you're on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube, make sure you start throwing the questions in. And what we're going to do is right at the end of the podcast, we're going to go through all those questions. Luis is kind enough over here. He's actually taking your questions as he sees them in all the feeds, and he's condensing it for us so we can answer them right at the end.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be interesting.
Yes, very.
So let's see. Let's talk about the 100K giveaway.
Ooh, I know. Exactly what everybody wants to hear.
That's what you want to know,
that's
right?
What everybody wants to know right now. What's going on with the giveaway?
Okay. So here's the deal. We promised that 100K, when we hit 100K followers on Instagram, that we would give away a set of wheels. So we're going to make good with that promise. And this is what we're going to do. This video will go live. And once it goes live, it will be one of those things where you'll be able to put comments on.
Yep.
When I mean live, I mean once it gets put up.
Yeah.
Right?
Once it gets uploaded.
So you'll be able to put comments on there. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through and look for those people on this. Now, this will give you a week because what we're going to do is we're not going to do this drawing, this random drawing or whatever it is, until next week's podcast.
So make sure to check into next week's podcast as well.
Right, to see who won.
Like, subscribe, do what you got to do. Share
nice.
With your friends. See how I threw it in there.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Now the notification bell. Now you know why we've been egging people on for the notification bell. See, like, it's an Instagram giveaway, but we're doing it on YouTube. And we've said for a while that, you know, please make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel.
Definitely
so for
sure
those of
that.
You over there in Instagram and Facebook land,
you got to subscribe to the YouTube channel.
You should head over to Koenig Wheels USA on YouTube. And click that notification bell, subscribe, all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
So here's what we're going to do. Like I said, comment below with your Instagram handle. And what we will do is we will go ahead and go through those. You'll have until next week. We're going to probably pick maybe five people, at random, put them into a little thing, and we'll
shake it up.
Yeah, and we'll
put the hand in.
Yeah, and we'll draw live on the air, 3 p.m. next Wednesday. So there's that. Let's see. We are introducing something pretty cool.
Something I'm pretty excited about.
We have, if you've been watching to any of our podcasts or anything like that, you've seen that we have teased you with some cool things that are coming. And if you were possibly, SEMA obviously didn't happen this year.
Yeah, with everything going on with COVID, but it's okay.
Right. So SEMA... through a virtual show called SEMA 360. And on the SEMA 360 thing that was going on, Alex will show you in a minute, what's going on? Actually, we'll go right into it now. So SEMA 360 is one of those things where it's almost like a virtual show environment. And in the virtual show environment, you know, companies can put all their different things. They even put it, they did vehicles, they did products. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had a lot of, you know, industry tech. Now, whether SEMA 360 will end up being super successful in the sense that whether manufacturers will get a lot out of it or they'll recognize this to be a learning curve, that's, you know, that's yet to be seen. Mm-hmm. I'll say that, like, having been in it, it definitely makes you want the SEMA show, the actual SEMA show,
yeah,
more.
Definitely want to be there for it. But
so
got to do what we got to do during these rough times.
Or whatever that is. Yeah. I mean, So with that said, you know, SEMA 360, Alex, I'm not sure if you were able to show the thing there. But basically, see our wheels, you can see the different products. You were able to see some media that we put up there. One of the media pieces that we put up there was a video. And if you have been able to see it, it was kind of the thing that we've been teasing you with for a while now. We have talked about how he had something really cool going on. We've also talked about how we had something that we've been working on for a long time, and we're almost ready to unveil it. Let's go with unveil.
Unveil. Yeah, we'll go with the unveil. That works.
I think veil is not really the right thing to do there.
Well, isn't veal like a type of meat?
Yeah.
You know, it's a,
yeah.
A
so deer. You wouldn't want to undo that.
No, I'm okay on that, undoing the
We're totally ready to let you know what we've been working on. So as those who are watching on Facebook, I mean on YouTube know, we have been working on a forged line of wheels. And we're pretty excited about it. We're pretty pumped about it.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
I'm very excited about it.
We have a few designs that we're going to start the line off with. There's a lot of complexity to it. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to come back probably right before Christmas, right in that December window. We will give you the details on everything that's brand new for this year. We will give you the details on all those the forged designs that we have. And we'll tell you about how this program is highly customizable.
That's what excites me the most. We get a lot of emails, Facebook messages, Instagram messages about doing full custom specs. Now we will be able to do it.
Yeah.
And it gives everybody that chance to run our wheels.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting because every design will, you know, once we get it built, and this is one of the things that's taking so long, is that there'll be options within reason for every design. That includes customized colors and different things like that. The best part about this is we've figured out a way to get these wheels built and get the lead time down substantially.
Yes.
So will there be some what we call stock part numbers? There will be, and there'll be some more popular fitments on the shelf ready to go. But for those who are looking to do custom, maybe a custom offset, maybe they're looking to clear a specific brake, they need certain hub depth, or they're looking to do some things that, you know, traditionally we have never offered, they'll be able to do that. And the cost for doing so isn't going to be really that dramatically different.
No, it's actually pretty solid.
And there's a lot of cool details that come with these forged wheels. So it's something super exciting that we've been working on for a while. And
I'm pumped to be here for it.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. I think that the forged product in itself is for the right person, right?
Yes.
Like, just because, you know, and we've said this before, and I think we've talked about this so many times, the difference between flow formed and forged and cast product and stuff like that. And I think I've kind of always used the analogy of, you have to pick what's right for you.
Yes.
Right? You know, everybody tries to equate wheels or equate different product for this one's better than this. But, you know, really there is a trifecta of how you kind of find the right wheel for you, you know? Obviously style, obviously fitment, obviously price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the function kind of falls into that.
Yes.
Not everybody needs a forged wheel, nor do they need to spend the money on a forged wheel. So you know, we're happy to offer different types of product with different constructions.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've done some forged wheels as a factory, and now we've kind of said that the Koenig line was ready to bring you an affordable priced
forged wheel
line. And we've been working on it for a while, but it does take time, because there's a lot of R&D that went into it, into testing and to coming up with these designs and deciding on what the right load ratings would be, and kind of finding the extra strength through design and different things mm-hmm. like that. And and we spent the time doing it. So we're almost there. We were hoping to be done by now. But we're dotting the I's, we're crossing the T's.
Got to make sure everything is perfect before we give it a launch.
Yeah, you
we
know,
do that for you guys, because if it doesn't go smoothly, you guys aren't going to be
right.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Pumped.
Pumped on it, you know. Just
we don't want anybody.
No, pissed absolutely off. Not. Yeah. We want to make sure it goes just as smooth for you guys as it will for us.
Yeah. So we're working on it. And, you know, and I will tell you that, you know, just from somebody that's been really working hard on a lot of these things, a lot of where we're spending our time has been on the details,
yes.
right? It's been on accessories and what comes with the wheels and mm-hmm. all the little nooks and crannies to putting together a product that when you spend that kind of money to get wheels. And again, we've tried to keep them as affordable as possible. So we're really excited about that. And we've done what I feel is a really good job of it. But we've also made it so that you're going to open this product and look at the details and feel really good about what you purchased.
100%.
Yeah. So that's coming to you, and we were super excited to show you kind of the Forge teaser.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, our plan is to hold a live event that will take place. I'm going to say I'm really targeting right before Christmas. There's a possibility it will get pushed just a little bit more. But
if you like and subscribe, hit that notification button, you guys will know right away once we know.
This is crazy. But yeah, I mean, you know, so like as some people, you know, I could see some of the comments that are coming in. They're saying, you know, like, you know, not everybody's about that Forge life. That's 100%
accurate. 100%
accurate.
But that's why we have the Flow Formed and the Cast products as well.
Yep. And, you know, everybody's got to pick a wheel that's good for them. And that wasn't something that we were trying to sell you on. That's just the real deal. That's the way we feel. You know, for the average person that's cruising around the street, they don't necessarily need to spend any extra money if they find something style-wise that they're mm-hmm. happy with. For somebody who's going to be on track and is going to go through a considerable amount of wheels mm-hmm. or doesn't have, you know, a huge budget for a program, Flowforming is a great option that offers you a lighter, stronger product.
Yeah, 100%.
And the stuff is great. And we've run the stuff in all forms of motorsport. Drift, time attack, you know, road racing. I've seen
daily use.
Well, definitely daily use.
Definitely daily use. That's for
check.
Sure.
But yeah, so we got a lot of stuff going on there, and we're pretty pumped to bring it to you. So let's see. If you haven't already done so, if you have any questions, this is a great time to get them in. Again, if you're on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, you could still put your questions in, and we'll grab them. If you want to join the party, hop over to Koenig Wheels USA over there on YouTube.
Make sure
YouTube.
You subscribe.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. You should. I feel like you should.
I think everybody should.
For the amount of effort we put in to make this whole thing live.
No matter which camera I'm looking at, I think all of you should.
Right. but so the giveaway, if you're subscribed to our YouTube channel and our Instagram and you put in your social Instagram handle, then We will pick five people that we will pick the live winner on next Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern. So so tune in. Come hang out with us.
Yeah, we'll and be stuff here. Like that. I think I'll be here. Yeah, I'll be here.
That will be here.
I will be here.
All right, so let's get into some questions. What do you think about that? Let's see. How about making more 16-inch wheels? So, yeah, we've thought about it, and we've planned things out.
Mm-hmm.
Our plan is to offer. There'll be a few more offerings come 21. You know, the thing is that, you know, while we're starting to see people say about 16-inch wheels, still majority of people are not really purchasing 16-inch wheels.
Not so much. I hear more
15, 17.
15 to 17. I never really hear much on the 16. It's and very
now,
rare.
Well, and now with all the newer cars, they're mm-hmm. all going to 18s for the most part.
Yeah, majority of them. A lot of them are coming stock with 18s.
And well, and you get some of these cars that are coming with 20s and 19s, but now they're downgrading to 18s because, and I hate the term downgrade.
Downsize.
To 18s. So that's really the deal. I mean, look, and you know, the one thing that you get into when you start doing 16-inch wheels is that you run into the issue of, do you want to do a 4-lug? Do you want to do a 5-lug? And I'll give you an example for why, or I'll give you an explanation for why that's a problem. 4-lug vehicles usually require much less load rating. And mm-hmm. because of that, you can make the wheel lighter because you don't need as much material.
Mm-hmm.
5-lug wheel, you have to accommodate for the fact that if you're going to put it, let's say you drill 5 4.5, which is 5 on 114.3.
Mm-hmm.
What ends up happening on a 5 4.5 pattern is most of the vehicles that are on a 5-lug pattern like that, they require a much heavier load rating.
Yes.
So you can't really service both bolt patterns and keep the wheel as light as it should be for the 4-lug stuff. Yes. As compared to the 5-lug stuff. So when you make that commitment to offer a 4 and 5-lug wheel, generally the wheel is going to be a little bit heavier to be able to have enough load rating for the bigger cars.
Yep.
So, you know, it kind of taints it for one way versus the other. And just with the number of people that have kind of started to gear away from doing 16-inch wheels, that's kind of where our dilemma has come. But it is something we're considering. Let's see. What are some good wheels for the Scion IA 2016? I would say it really depends on size. You know, you gotta start with what size you want and kind of work back a little bit. There's a lot of information on our site, koenigwheels.com. Go through. If you click on any product that you like, at the top there's a button called Specs. You click on the specs, and it will show you all the part numbers we have. Just scroll through and look for your bolt pattern, your bolt pattern.
Bolt pattern.
Aside from the Renform, what wheel do you have that fits a Volkswagen with 350 millimeter brakes? All right. Doubt, your people are calling.
We would need a PDF of the brake to really double check and make sure anything will clear.
Right. Why so is that doubt?
I hate to say it this way, but a lot of my Volkswagen guys, as Scott would like to say, we like to put a tremendous brake on there that's sometimes unnecessary.
Well, but I was even going one step further and saying the reason we need a brake caliper template is because when you say 350 millimeters, it does tell us the overall height. But what doesn't it tell us?
If it came from like a Cayenne or an Audi.
Or what the shape of it is, how far it protrudes. Like, we don't have any other information. And remember, each wheel design is going to be specific about what brake can fit, because the spoke profile that you see is really what dictates the shape of the caliper and how it can fit, right?
Yep.
So just knowing in all that, it's really important that you send us the brake caliper template.
Yes.
In a PDF format. You can send it to fitman@koenigwheels.com. Give us some days. We are super busy, and it does take time to get an answer back. But a few days, and hopefully we'll be able to be back with you.
Sure you give us like two or three wheel options you are looking for, so it kind of lets us start from there. Because whenever you guys say, what wheels will these fit? That means we have to check every single wheel.
Right.
And some styles you might not even be into. So definitely try to give us at least two or three wheel options that will work.
Yeah, they should. they should definitely give us the wheel size and like mm-hmm. What are you like, tell us ideally what would work, and then from there, you know, like if you put an 18.5 ET35 or whatever it is, and we check the wheel that you want, let's say you say a Hypergram,
mm-hmm.
we check it and we realize, oh, it's close, but I bet you we'll probably come back to you and say, oh, these couple wheels will fit as yep. well, right?
Yes.
All right, let's see. Should we be expecting any new 2021 wheel colors or designs to be released? Yes. So we just kind of covered that. Obviously, the Forge program is something we're really excited to bring to you, but we realize that's not going to be for everybody. So we do have a new flow form design that's mm-hmm. being tidied up, and there may even be some stuff that we're working on doing in a mid-year type sense. So you might see something new even in the early spring.
And if you like and subscribe and hit that notification button, you guys will be the first ones to hear about it.
Man, that's great. Well done.
I try. Yeah, I try. I'm getting it. A little bit better at this. I feel like all of our viewers are seeing me get a little bit more comfortable here.
There's 20 people out there that are loving the heck out of this. All right. So let's see. Next question. What do we think about the Vox Orzos? All right. So here's what I'll say. We personally know the people at Vox really well. We're really good friends with them, and they are great people. I personally don't know a ton about their wheel line, but they're good people, and I think that, you know, like we've said before with companies, you know, finding the companies that have good motivation and good intentions are really the basis behind finding a company that you want to buy their products.
Yeah.
And Vox is definitely one of those companies. So I would say you'll probably have to ask them about their Orzo just because I don't know what it looks like off the top of my head. But they're a good company and they're good people. So I don't know if that helps you, but that's what I got. Do you sponsor cars? We do. We've covered this an enormous amount on our YouTube channel, which if you're here, hello. But yeah, just go ahead you know, scroll through if you're on YouTube or search sponsorship on our channel. There's a lot of information there that talks about exactly what we look for when it comes down to sponsorships. Are you going to rate the forged wheel load ratings based on the tire type? No. We wouldn't do that. I don't know why. No, we wouldn't do that compared to that. But the load ratings will absolutely be on there. I personally understand the question that you're asking. I just don't know that I think it's extremely relevant when we start to do it, not from the relevancy point of, you know, how the tire comes into play, but I think more importantly than that is going to be things like how much aero do you have in your car, how much downforce are you making, you know, what is your car really seeing when it gets loaded up in a corner and it's mm-hmm. got all that weight onto one wheel. We'll continue to post load ratings for the wheels that we have, and we'll continue to try to do our best to make sure that the wheel has as much rigidity as we possibly can. It's an interesting topic that we talk about. I've spoken about with like James Houghton and some of the guys that are, you know, Chris Borsma and some of the guys mm-hmm. that are really fast in the Time Attack and Global Time Attack. And, you know, we've had that discussion of what kind of G's are you seeing? What kind of, you know, downforce are you estimating? What kind of forces in corner and load thrust are you experiencing? And I'll tell you, you know, it is one of those things that it's hard to quantify and it's hard for the average person to measure.
Yes.
So we'll continue to post the load ratings up. Let's see. I'm new to modding my car. I'm looking to upgrade my 2018 W213 with some rims. I want something aggressive. How will your rims affect my driving experience? That's a great question for somebody that's kind of just getting going.
Yeah.
So I think that, all right, let's back up a little bit. Let's bring some basic information. Mm-hmm. The first thing you have to consider when you talk about getting wheels for your car is the size. So if you're on an 18-inch wheel right now
mm-hmm.
and you get another 18-inch wheel, for the most part, as long as you keep the overall rolling diameter the same by putting in the same, you know, replacing it with the same size tires your mm-hmm. car came with, then your ride experience is pretty much going to be identical.
Identical to stock, yeah.
Should be. When it comes down to you know, going up in size, the ride's always going to get a little more harsh, and then you always start to subject yourself to running a thinner tire, you know, a shorter profile tire,
which will make the ride probably a little rougher. But
and what's the other thing that really starts to throw a wrench into the plan of going to a shorter tire?
Oh, you're talking about like for me?
Well, no, you're a freak of nature. What, yeah, I'm asking, I try. what I'm saying is like, you know, you start to have more impact related
yes.
stuff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Potholes, things like that. You know, when you go, especially when you're jumping from, say, even an 18 to a 19, mm-hmm. you are losing some sidewall there,
right?
Which will make it a little bit rougher of a ride, probably a little bit stiffer.
And there's always that issue of wheel damage.
Yes.
Remember, the tire is the complete cushion, not only to your ride, but to the wheel. So as you start to diminish that profile height,
mm-hmm.
You are kind of putting that wheel in a little bit more of a work situation.
And I've been there. I've done that a couple
oh, yeah.
of times. But yeah, we won't get into that.
No, I don't think it's necessary.
Definitely not.
So anyhow, so I would say, you know, if you're concerned about the ride, remember that if you're able to go downsize and depending on which model you have, you might be able to, let's say, go one more diameter smaller, one more inch smaller in diameter. But, mm-hmm. You know, for the most part, if you keep the wheel the same, then you'll have
very similar to stock if you yeah. keep everything somewhat the same.
You know, and ride, there is a little bit of, you know, handling characteristics that will come with, you know, upsizing wheels or mm-hmm. or different things like that. And if that's the direction you're looking to go, but I would say right from the get-go, if you're asking about ride experience, it's generally not, you're not asking a performance question, you're asking about a comfort question.
Yeah, you're more probably going to daily the car. You just want something to look nicer on the car.
Yeah.
Or start off a build.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Mm-hmm.
Will the Decagram clear a BBK? I own a 2002... WRX. So here's the deal.
Need Take to it. Know what size you're looking for.
You also need to know what brake.
Yes. So again, this is where we come in with the PDFs of the brakes.
Yep.
You can send it over to fitment@koenigwheels.com.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out for you. Make sure that they clear.
Yeah. Every big brake kit is not created equal. And saying the term big brake kit, unfortunately, is just not accurate enough. Or need, specific enough.
Need more info. What yeah. size you're looking to run, and the PDF helps out a lot.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Let's see. Can we get a tour of the shop? Get GT Channel to do an interview. Well, so here's the thing. Remember, we're not a shop. We're a manufacturer. So obviously we have an office, and we also have our warehouses. But the truth is, you know. I want to tell you the warehouse is super special, but it's a warehouse.
It's a warehouse.
I mean,
I have some Hot Wheels on my car. If you guys want to, on my desk, if you guys want to see that, you know, I'll take a picture.
Yeah. So I don't know that we're, you know, like the shop. You know, if like we were, you know, there's some places that do so much assembly, like, you know, especially the custom three piece. They're more mm-hmm. of a wheel boutique shop, and we're not. Yeah. So most of it's just a warehouse. I think I put my handle on IG as well. I will get penalized for putting it twice. No, you won't get penalized for putting it twice. Remember, we're only taking the people that put their stuff in on this YouTube video. So it make doesn't sure, matter where you put it.
Make sure you subscribe to YouTube and then put it right down into
That's
the
right.
YouTube comments.
Be subscribed to YouTube. And obviously, you're already on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Shout out. And we'll go ahead and... We'll choose from the YouTube
comments section.
Can you tell us how many options of forged wheels there will be at launch? Yes. Right now, it currently looks like there will be three brand new. Well, there'll be three designs.
Yes.
That are forged and ready to go. And I don't know. They're pretty cool. I think they're pretty cool.
I think you guys are gonna like them.
Yeah. What sizes will be available for the forged wheels? Let's see. So that's a good question. We're probably going to start. We're definitely going to start with 17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a 19-inch options as well. And it looks like in some particular cases, there will also be a 15-inch option. So that's the intention. We're going to see, obviously, as we get down to the details, they may not all launch right away.
Might be little by little, but, you know.
And those are a lot of the details that we're working on for you right now, just kind of trying to get things up. Everything's got to get tested and made, and you know, we're still tweaking on some things. It's a brand new launch. There's a lot of things. I mean, everything from packaging to accessories to, you know, literature to designs. I mean, it's all...
Every little detail.
Yeah, it's all being done, and unfortunately, it does take a lot of time if we want it to come out. And like, honestly, we have the luxury of really not having to worry about how long it takes. We just wanted to release it when it's right, and we're close. Like in 21, we will see these wheels available. But it's one of those things.
Definitely see these wheels available in 2021.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that we haven't finished the details yet. So stay tuned. Let's see. If I call you guys, would you be able to help me find an 18.5 or an 18x10 that will clear my 350Z with Brembos? Yeah,
all day.
No problem. I mean, yeah. I have a 350Z with Brembos, and we have done. There's a lot of wheels that fit the car that we have. So, absolutely, no problem. If you would like to call us, you may. If you want to drop us a line, an email, message, we'll do our best to get it to you or get back to you. However, I would say as of right now, give us a call if you'd like.
It's not a problem to us.
Any thoughts on the price point? Less than $3,200. Buy in on a three-piece forged, hopefully. All right, so we're not doing three-piece forged. We're doing one-piece forged wheels with performance aspects to them. So if you're still looking for something in the area of, you know, having that that, you know, very custom
three-piece,
you know, three-piece look, then that's a different avenue that we're going down. So we don't have that for you, so I apologize for that.
Maybe one day, but not right now.
Yeah, I don't love the three-piece stuff.
You know me, I'm all about three-piece.
I know.
The more pieces, the better.
All right. This isn't a McDonald's. This isn't a chicken McNugget meal.
Four-piece.
Anyhow, one piece forged. Will the Hypergram ever come in silver? It could.
I've been asking this question actually quite a bit.
I know. You know, it's interesting. It's like we did the freeform in silver, and we really thought that was going to be whatever. It does pretty well, but for everybody that asks about silver.
The matte gray and the black always tend to sell more than the silver.
Yeah.
That's really.
Yeah, but you know, the truth is, you know, maybe at some point we will do maybe a limited run of silver and
maybe,
something like that.
Possibly.
Just out of curiosity, throw your information in as far as what kind of vehicle you have and what size you're looking for. I'm just curious. What do you think of a 20x10 40 offset for a 2011 Subaru hatch? Would I have to roll the fenders? Well, yes.
Yeah. It's...
I don't know which... When you say Subaru hatch, I mean, there's Forester, there's Outback... and there, in 2011, there would also be a WRX.
The WRX, the STI, those were hatches.
Yep. So I think it really depends on what model you have. I'd really need to know what that is. But for the most part, 20x10 would be really, really, really aggressive on that car. And at a 40 offset, too. What's that?
That's a big boy. You got a 20x10, huh?
You know, okay. 9.5 at a 40, I know, is still aggressive outbound. But I'm almost concerned with 20x10 at a 40. Maybe possibly hitting suspension inbound.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're going to have to do
definitely
a little
mods. Definitely would need there. More info on that one.
Your wheels are painted with a question mark. So, yes. How does powder coating affect flow form wheels? We've answered this question a few times. This is a really, really difficult question to answer, and I'll explain why, and I'll try to go a little quicker because I see the questions are starting to really mount up. Let's see. Our wheels are painted. What we do is we have a series. We do a powder coat primer, and then what we do is there's base coats, color coats, and clear coats depending on which finish you get from us. The question of how does powder coating affect flow form wheels really applies to how does powder coating affect any wheels. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't test wheels. So we don't finish wheels, test them, and then test them again, then powder coat them because we wouldn't do that, and then test them again. You know, wheels are all made with some sort of heat treating process. Mm-hmm. And so the question when you powder coat something because you have to bake it again, mm-hmm. is how does that heat treating affect the strength or the brittleness or et cetera of a wheel. And the truth is, because we don't do testing for somebody else modifying the finish or the wheel afterward. I don't know. Do I think it's marginal? Probably in most cases. But I think the only way you really can get a question on that is really to speak to somebody that does powder coating and see what their thoughts are and if they're willing to warranty anything like that. What's the best wheel option for an S2K coming from Koenig, in your opinion? I don't know. I mean, I think this is a pretty subjective one.
It really comes down to your style and what specs you're looking to run. You got to start there. That's really the...
No, I agree with that. I think, you know, it's hard without knowing what size or what style or anything like that. If I had an S2000, I would probably be in that 17 inch with a stagger, you know, like,
17.8, 17.9, right?
Yeah, maybe, you know, at a higher offset, you know, back to back, but not too high because I would want to push out a little bit. And if I was doing an 18 inch, you know, maybe I'd do like an 8.5, 9.5. I mean, listen, it's not that you can't do wider wheels or bigger wheels in these cars. It's just that they usually require some substantial high offset. So you're either going to be modifying them or rolling quarters of fenders,
you know, things like that. So, but yeah, again, it really comes down to what specs you're looking for.
And how far you're willing to go to make something work versus if you want something that just fits on the car. You know, like we make, even specifically, like let's say you want something like with a big lip, like a Koenig SSM, we make an 8 and a 9 stagger with a higher offset that bolts right under the car. Not everybody wants that. Sometimes they want 10s that stick out. I mean, especially this guy.
It's not that bad.
How do you enter for the giveaway? As we've said,
you must subscribe to the YouTube channel.
And, you know, and on Instagram, and make sure that you comment on this YouTube
post.
The YouTube video. Especially once it's up and live, and put your Instagram handle in there. What's up, Fly Ride? Chris, keeping it real. Let's see. I owe Chris an email. Sorry. any thoughts on making some classic or discontinued designs with newer flow form tech? So this is something that always sounds really good on paper. It always sounds really good in the sense of like it'd be a cool thing to do. And the truth is, yeah, it would be. But, you know, until you start looking at some of these older designs and stuff like that, like the weight savings weren't nearly the same. Like all of a sudden, by the time you would try to modernize some of these designs, I think
you go away from actually how the design looks and changes it to where it's not really bringing back a discontinued wheel. It's relaunching a wheel and using...
Using
the discontinued wheel as a template, I guess, right?
I'd like to say that, you know, chronically, like our whole thing is we want to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Right? We've done the back stuff. And if you were one of the ones that have an older set of Koenig wheels and you love them and you still kept them in pristine shape, you see that all day.
I see it all day. You guys send me photos all day of, oh, I just picked these up or I've had these in the garage. And it's cool to see. I like seeing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's awesome, but you know, the truth is, I think we'll just keep them on the, if you found the set, good job.
They're gold.
Let's see, any thoughts on making, we just did that one. So what is your recommendation for a set of wheels for your Mitsubishi Evo 10 show car? Again, this is coming down to that personal preference thing.
Definitely so, but I mean, the countergrams are pretty bright and shiny, going with, you know, 18, 9.5. Plus 25.
Yeah, it
should be. Look at that. That thing is gorgeous.
Yeah, the finish on like an 18.5 ET25 is really, really good looking. And if you're one of those guys that's really going to flex and try to wheel an 18.5 on.
I would flex on that wheel.
Yeah, 18.10.5 on it would be pretty dope too. But remember, 18.10.5 is not what fits on the car. 18.9.5 at a 25 is kind of where you need to be. And if you want to go after that, you're going to have to make some adjustments to make it work.
There's a will, there's a way. But that's on you.
Man, this guy. I've heard this more times when he justifies something that just doesn't fit.
Got to make it fit, baby.
So you guys think that I'm critical like in everybody. No. I'm just as critical to the people that are here.
Yeah, it's all right.
Are you guys going to offer different color bolts or center caps other than flat black?
Talking for the flow form caps.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah, it would make the most sense that he's talking about a flow form cap. Mm-hmm. There may be some things there that I don't know that we're going to offer. We do, first off, if, as far as a different color cap, we do have, we did offer it in a silver, and we do have some of those in stock. I think we
actually still have some.
Like a machine, it's like a machine silver cap, straight up without the black. So if that tickles your fancy, DM us. We'll be happy to try to set you up with a set. But I don't know that we're going to come out with
multiple colors. Probably not.
No, but I will say that that is a possibility that we're talking about with the Forge program. So not that I want to upsell you, but all those details may be included in that customization thing. You guys going to be doing? Oh, we already did that. I came in late. Apologies. What do I need to be entered? Again, subscribe to YouTube, subscribe to our Instagram, and then while you're there, head down to this video in the comments and make sure you throw in
your IG tag.
Your Instagram handle. And make sure that you also do it. Let's see. Because I don't know. I'm not sure. Do all the chat things stay as comments on the video when it goes live? It's a good question. If they do, great. If not, make sure you come back. You have a week. We're going to do it next Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Guys, what's the lightest wheels you have for an EG Honda Civic 15-inch? If you're going to go with 15.7, I think the dial-in is the lightest. I think it's like right at 9.9 pounds or something like that. I think that. Yeah, I think if you're looking to go a little bit wider, 15.8, I think Decagram's a good choice. I think if you're going to do 15.7.5, I think Hypergram's a good choice. So if you're looking to go 15.8, you can also do dial-ins there too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I think. Help me retire my Mugen rims. That's cool. You should like keep them and like put them.
I'd like, keep them, but just put them away.
Yeah, but like get them, like maybe, stuff like that. I always like, for me, I still have some wheels that I've taken, in samples and stuff that I like almost want to put around my garage as like art. You know what I mean? Like
I have lips in my room hung up from like old wheels.
We're talking about like car lips.
Car lips, yes. Yeah. Car lips, sorry guys. Car lips. I've been very eager to make a coffee table from a set of wheels, but
we should do that.
I'm really.
We should do that. Really, we should sell them on the website. Oh, that's such a great idea. Anyhow, who's your favorite YouTuber you've partnered with? I don't know. It's hard to choose favorites.
It's definitely hard to choose favorites. It'd probably be easier to choose
people that I didn't like to work with. No, most of it, we've been pretty blessed. We don't just work with any YouTuber. We try to find the people that fit our brand.
100%.
Do you have a favorite?
Can't even say I have a favorite.
Yeah. I have some people that I've become closer to than others. I've been pretty fortunate to kind of become friends with a lot of these guys, and that's been cool just to develop a relationship with. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hard to pick just one, but I will tell you that everybody that we continue to work with, I will say that they're all good people, and we wouldn't work with them if they weren't. E46 330XI on Sport Springs. Looking for 17-inch wheels, but the wheel will get lost in the fenders with stock offset. Is there an Hypergram that fits? So I think that, especially when we come down to an E46, I think you can definitely, if you want to do 17-inch, you could do 17.8 at a 35. I think that should be, kind of the right fit. If you want to go a little bit, a little bit more stout, you could do 17.9 at a 35. In the Hypergram, and but you just got to make sure that you understand that the front's going to be a little aggressive for the car. Make sure that you know what you're doing before you get in there. But there's a lot of people out there running that similar size, and with that said, you should be able to do your homework, look at the pictures, see exactly where everything's going to sit. What's a good fitment spec for a lowered ninth gen Civic Si on 17s? If you're looking for a straight up fitment, eights at a 45, 43, 40, those are all good. If you're looking for something a little bit more aggressive, you want to go to, you can go more aggressive. It just comes down to your comfortability, right?
Yeah. You could definitely go more aggressive, but it definitely comes down to what you're willing to do and, just to make them work.
What again, kind of,
when there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, and some of those cars are not hard to fit, but you do have to be comfortable with what you have to do to kind of make them work, and it's not something we can necessarily advise you to do. Kind regards from Panama. Do you have any sellers in Panama? Let's see. Off the top of my head, thought we did at one point. I know we have Chile. I know I'm trying to think. Not sure. DM us, and if we don't, then we'll try to find somebody. If not, there's a lot of online retailers that can ship directly to you. Any plans on making the Hexaform an 18.8 or maybe a 45 offset for the 18.8.5? Let's see.
What bolt pattern?
Right. That's what I'm trying to think about. What would have been...
don't we have for the... I know for a 5x112, it's a 43 offset, which
is... So we wouldn't make an 18.8. We would do an 18.8.5. That's kind of been pretty consistent. It seems most of the cars now can run the 18.8.5, so we kind of went that direction. If you have a specific question about like what car, what bolt pattern...
Shoot us a DM, Facebook message.
Right. Which driver has been partnered with Koenig the longest?
You would know that one.
Wow. I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, do they have to be currently driving still? There's plenty of drivers that we've been with for years and years. I'm trying to think of who would be the longest. That's a tough one to answer off the top of my head, but I don't know. We can get back to you on that. Maybe next week.
Yeah.
So offset is the space between the what and the brake caliper? Luis, I think you missed a word. I think he means between the wheel and the brake caliper. No. Offset is not the space between the wheel and the caliper. Offset is the distance that the mounting pad is offset from the center line of the wheel. Listen, I can explain this to you really technically. What I would suggest is go to our YouTube channel. If you're not there already, make sure you type in wheel offsets on our channel and search our channel. We did a video about it. It's only 3 minutes long or so, and it tells you everything you need to know about wheel offsets and gives you good visual diagrams about the wheel moving all around. Let's see. Hey, everyone at Koenig. Love your wheels. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
We love you, too.
Oh, Dad, you're so sentimental.
I try.
Do you think 195, 45, and a 15x8 is too much for much of a stretch? All right. Don't even look in this direction. He's not allowed to answer.
It's a stretch.
Listen.
I'm not allowed to answer. I'm sorry, guys.
Do this. Find the manufacturer tire that you want to run.
Because that's definitely a big deal. Because some manufacturers will run wider.
Well, except a larger rim width.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go to the website. Go to their website.
Mm-hmm.
Look up the specs. They have a column that says... acceptable rim width. If the 8 is in there, they're saying it's good. If it's not in there, you're stretching it. And that's where I'm going to have to...
drop it right there.
Right. Big ups from the UK. What up, UK?
UK, we love you too.
Man. Yo, we're getting...
a lot of love today. A lot of love
Well,
today.
And... and the best part about it is that... UK. We've been getting so many people from the UK lately. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. Big ups to London. Love.
Yes.
All right.
You sound like you're from London. Sorry, I had to throw that one in there.
Mazda CX-30 wheels. The hub bore seems odd. Bigger than a Mazda 3. Can't find an aftermarket wheel that fits it. Any crossover wheels there for you guys? I think you stumped me. CX-30. Luis, Google CX-30 and find out what the center bore is. Type in center bore Mazda CX-30. Will a Koenig mesh style ever be released? Hello, what about, I don't know, let's see, Lace, what about Ampliform, what about...
I think we
got
need,
more, don't
I
we?
I think we need... another mesh wheel.
All right.
Out.
We're going to work
on... it's just on me. It's just, you know.
We'll work on another mesh wheel. But there's others. Check it out.
67.1.
All right. So if we're talking about 6710, I mean, any one of our wheels center bore wise shouldn't be a problem for the car because our center boards are usually 73.1.
Yeah. So
you just ring down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just ring down. But I don't know a CX-30 fitment off the top of my head. Hey, listen, Luis, we're going to go into lightning round here. I'm going to do my best. I want to, by 4 o'clock, it's going to be time to wrap up here because, well, go figure. I got to do some work.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Let's see. Will a coating mesh style ever be released? I just read that, so sorry about that. What is the wheel on the right of the black six spoke?
That's the countergram.
This one, yeah, on the right. That's the countergram in the hyper chrome. It looks, let me tell you something. Like, I know that I've said this before.
It's and beautiful. I know
that it might sound like a sell, but you guys, if you've been around here long enough, you know that we don't sell. We don't do that. Well, we don't sell you on this podcast. The wheel in person, the finish in person looks crazy. I mean, it is rich and liquid and smooth. And it, I mean, really, honestly, like, it's an incredible finish.
It tickles my fancy. I like it. I like bright and shiny things.
I'm not going to. This guy's going to sit next to me for an hour and tell me about tickling his fancies. I don't want to talk about it. Ed Bergenholtz behind you. Yeah, so Ed Bergenholtz is behind us, and you're saying as far as the longest partner. Well, remember, I mean, Ed was with us for a long time, but you know, after drag racing kind of subsided, you know, there wasn't much going on there. So you're right. I mean, we've been super rich to have a great relationship with the entire Bergenholtz family between Ed and Ron. They're all great guys. They're good people, and they certainly are a strong part of our history. So no doubt that he gets props, right? Do you make any 18.5 wide wheels that fit over Evo 9 Brembos? I think the answer to that is yes. DM us and we'll give you the exact wheels that do that. Do you have any 5112 bronze wheels? Absolutely. Not only do we have Ampliform, which is a huge seller in 5112, mm-hmm. but you also have the Radium Bronze, which is over there, and it's really tough to see how good that finish is, but we have the Radium Bronze Freeform. So make sure you check that out. Go over to our website.
The new Hexaform as well.
Yeah, and the new Hexaform, absolutely.
Yep.
And technically the Lockout, too.
Lockout as well.
So, yeah, I guess we got bronze. We have bronze
5x112.
Let's see. Any plans in making the Hexaform 18.8 at a 44? That's the same question we had before. No, we won't make the Hexaform in an 18x8. We make it an 18.5 at a 43 offset. So that should be cool. And then Lewis is getting cute. He's throwing in questions about himself. So he wants to know why he's the coolest ever. I think it's an arguable point. But with
on that,
that
note,
with that said, I think we're gonna wrap up. I want to thank everybody who's tuned in and stayed live with us during this first YouTube live experience
podcast.
We're gonna listen. Let us know before you sign off. Head over to, if you guys are on Facebook and Instagram, head over to YouTube, Koenig Wheels USA. Not only subscribe and all that good stuff. Let us know what you honestly thought of doing the podcast live. Did you like it? Was this something you want us to continue doing? How was the quality? Did the sound feel good? You know what I mean? Because we're trying to bring something better to you, a little bit more, a little different than what we've done. And if you like this, we'll make sure to continue to improve on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do this again next week. So whether you like it or not,
We'll be here
at least next Wednesday, because we have to do that 100K giveaway thing that we done. Alex, throw that 100K graphic up just so that they all are razzle dazzled with it, if you can. Thanks a bunch for tuning in, and I guess we'll catch you guys
next week.
Yeah, we'll catch you in the next one. Everybody over there, thanks for tuning in. Make sure next week you come in 3 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. Take care of yourself.
Have a good one.